And don't you feel good?
Yes.
Yeah, you may be seated this morning. If you've noticed the songs that were sung this morning and the things that have been talking about in the sermon this morning will be about a little bit about grace. And when I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. And aren't we all so glad that Jesus lifts us each and every day? For the past 3 weeks, well, actually really four now, as we've been in Luke's gospel, things that have been falling right with the lectionary have been falling right in my life and in this place and in this community, and sometimes they've not been the easiest things to preach on. And so today, as we look at feeling lost, I think about last Sunday when we had the cost of discipleship and what was its cost. And we talked many times about it being our very lives. Today in the parable of the lost sheep from Luke's gospel, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 10, it also deals with the parable of the lost coin. It says, "Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, 'This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them.' So he told them this parable: Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and he rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the lost coin." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God.